Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Our second hour for today, and we're really glad to have you tuned in. We'll be going back to the calls in just a moment, and I'm going to try my very best to take both of them before we take a break. So we are going to go to, before we take a longer break, we'll go to Tucker Reed right now. Tucker Reed, who is the horticulture manager at the beautiful Dallas Arboretum. And I'm going to do the genus, I'm going to try the species, and then I'm going to leave the common name for him, Ornithogalum sandersii. And that's not close. So, Tucker, are you there to save me?
Yeah, I've heard it pronounced Sandersii, Sandersii. So it really it matters just getting all the letters in, so you know how to spell it.
That's well, speaking thing. Of getting the letters in, let's talk about the common name of this thing. If it were on a belt, it would need a 54-inch waistline. Tell us.
Right, and normally ornithogalums come with the Star of Bethlehem.
I know.
Common name, and so that's one that's normal. But this one actually has its own separate name. It's a little bit different from most of the other species of ornithogalum, and its common name is Giant Chinchurinchi.
Sure it is.
it's a little disconcerting when you look at it. You go, oh, that's an ornithogalum. And you're like, but that's not a name of an ornithogalum. I know. But this is just like any other six-petaled flowers. This one's a perennial bulb, kind of like I've been talking to about a couple recently. This one is a native to a huge actual space. It's parts of Europe, Africa, and Asia. So it's actually very, very widespread as far as a species. It's used very heavily as a cut flower in Europe. This one's a full sun to part shade. Do not grow it in full shade. It will not survive for you. If it does survive, it will not be thriving. Zone 7 to 10 is a perfectly hardy forest. I only learned about this in 2011. Jimmy and I put it in the women's garden. It has performed wonderfully ever since. And it's really kind of cool. It doesn't need any extra help. It just needs average soil, average moisture. But when everything kind of gets kind of tired in the summer and everything's, oh, well, nothing's really coming along. Maybe you have some lycoris coming around. Your lantanas are probably blowing up, going crazy. All of a sudden, this thing emerges from this basal foliage. It kind of looks like a yucca. It has this pattern that looks exactly like that. It emerges that for us, about a 4 to 5 foot stem, and then has this giant cluster of flowers that sits on top, pure white, creamy white, this little greenish black center, very, very striking in the landscape because it's just kind of floating up there. It's on a very narrow stem. It's not a huge, thick stem.
Are they in bloom right now at the Arboretum?
They are. And if you go into Women's Garden, you won't miss them.
Women's Garden is north of the DeGolyer House, on the lake side of the DeGolyer House, and phase two is, and tell people how to find that easily.
Phase two is the curvy part of the Women's Garden. If you go into the Women's Garden, you're going to see a distinctly rectilinear section, and you're going to see a distinctly curvy section. This is the curvy section where you're going to find it.
All right. And that is Ornithogalum sandersii, and it is available, Tucker says, primarily from mail order sources, bulb suppliers, also from, that's where you're going to find it. Now, Ornithogalum, you can find out how to spell on your own. You're okay on that. And if you think about the name Saunders, like Sanders, but Saunders with a U in it, I-A-E at the end. You can look it up online. I'll let you do that. Education, what's going on at the Arboretum?
Education, they're in the winter stoppage or the summer stoppage right now, but we will be the fall schedule will be coming out soon, and definitely check out the website for that. That's going to be the easiest way to get all the information for education.
Tucker, I think it may be there somewhere. I saw some. Maybe I'm wrong, but you work there and you know better than I do.
I haven't actually looked it up in this last week. So
somewhere I came across it. Oh, you know what it was? It was in an ad in my magazine. I was proofreading my magazine, and there was a list. And man, they look like some great classes. You guys do well. Concerts also coming up this fall. Once it turns a little cooler. Hard to get people out at 102, isn't it?
It is. It's a little difficult. Nobody really wants to go suffer in the heat. So
and speaking of that, August is around the corner, and what happens in August?
in August, we go to our August Dollar Days. We give a little benefit to coming out. Everybody just pays a dollar to get in. So it's a little bit of a treat. Come in the morning, obviously, you still actually enjoy it. In the afternoon, nobody enjoys the Arboretum, especially not the employees, because it's really, really hot. Yeah,
that's why you come in early. The Dollar Day is probably not the time to suggest people become a member, because you can come back free, because you can come back free a lot of times in August for, right. Well, for the dollar, I mean, but
for the dollar.
Dollar a day. But the rest of the year, the other 11 months, you get to come back in as often as you wish on that membership. So do consider that. How do they find the Arboretum?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from points south, take the Grand Avenue exit. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from points north, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right. And online, you will be found at DallasArboretum.org. And somebody wants to call for more information. What's that number?
It's 214-515-6500.
Folks, they are open 9 to 5, 7 days a week until Thanksgiving. So you know you can always get into the Dallas Arboretum. And if you are warm, want to cool off, go down to the Palmer Ferndale. It is southwest side of the DeGallier House, whatever. It's in the Johnson Color Garden. There you go, right beside it. Tucker, I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week. Love the reports you're doing. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, Arborological Services, the leaders in tree service. Steve Hauser was the founder of Arborological Services, co-founded with Kevin Bassett. Kevin is still on the team there. Steve bought the business from him, and yet they continue to work together, and they are both certified arborists, and they have surrounded themselves with certified arborists. You just won't find a better tree service company. I get more requests for Neil, who would you recommend for tree service? I get that more than any other request that I get. And Arborological Services is the company I always refer people to. When I started doing ads for them 20-some years ago, they only served a corridor of the North Dallas area, and they have broadened it to include all of Dallas and Tarrant counties, Southern Denton, Southern Collin counties. They aim to stay at a manageable size so that they have the quality of personnel that they really insist on. They're just the best. Trees are worth a huge amount of money, and I'm here to tell you, you need to contact Arborological Services to take care of your trees, just like I do. Twitter at The Tree Experts, Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Online, it's arborological.com, Arbor, A-R-B-O-R-I, logical, not a cute word, that means serious about trees. And on the phone, it's a toll-free number anywhere, although they serve Dallas and Tarrant counties. They are not a national company. 866-552-7267, 866-552-7267, Arborological Services. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. All right, we go to Lisa and Mark in Centerville. Lisa, this is Neil. Thank you for your patience. How may I help?
Well, I've had these over 40 crepe myrtles for about 20 years, and I don't really think it's a freeze that's bothered them. We did have a little ice this year, but half of them are fine. Some of them are dead, and the rest of them all have this burst of fringe-shaped leaves popping out on the main limbs in the trunk.
What was the adjective you used? What kind of shape?
What
shape? They have a burst of what?
A burst of fringe, you know, like fringe, thin leaves.
Okay. So if you look at these plants that are affected from 30 feet away, you're looking just parallel to the ground almost, what are you seeing? Are you seeing sparse plants that have just smatterings of leaves?
Yes, the leaf, but it's not a normal leaf. You would never know it's a crepe myrtle. It's just they're bursting around the biggest limbs of the trunk.
All right.
It almost looks like a dead tree with that little beginnings of that mossy stuff. I'm not sure what it's called.
Are you talking about ball moss? I don't think
It almost looks like that, but it's not. I know it's not because
you don't have ball moss in your area, I don't believe.
No.
All right. Okay, let me just, this is really going to be bizarre, and I'm going to have to do my best I can. You've waited a long time. I'll try my best. Do you know what lichens look like on a rock or on an old decay? Is that what you're seeing?
No, that's what I thought this was. But as it grew on, it became these real leaves.
Are they? So they are crepe myrtle leaves. They're just deformed crepe myrtle leaves.
Yes, very deformed.
All right. Have you used any kind of a weed killer anywhere near this plant, these plants?
No, not any more than usual. I have used out on the borders way out, but not that near. I mean, all these years.
Well, I understand, but there are extenuating circumstances. How close were you?
Within 4 feet.
All right. And what did you use?
Roundup or eraser.
All right. And I don't know the ingredients of eraser, but were there other active ingredients other than glyphosate with that?
I don't think so. I'm not there to look at the label.
Yeah. This, there is nothing that will cause, okay, let me tell you what I see. I've been around crepe myrtles all my life. I'm a founding member of the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney board, and we have in our observation probably 20,000 crepe myrtles that we have planted in our city. I'm very invested in crepe myrtles. So
I know. I would love for you to see these.
If you can post me a photo on Facebook, that would be a way to do it. That's a good way to do it.
Maybe I can do that.
Yeah. I need to see what you're talking about with these fringed leaves. But
yeah.
What I'm getting at is there are only a couple things I can think of that I have ever witnessed on crepe myrtles. One would be a broadleafed weed killer that has done damage. I've seen that. And 4 feet is not very far away. You get a heavy rain, it will wash a soil active broadleaf weed killer completely through the root zone of crepe myrtles. There's no question that could do that. So that's one thing I would want you to look at. Roundup is, as I mentioned to another caller, a family of products now. It's no longer just a glyphosate. And so you need to check that label.
My husband was sitting here. We have a Foreman Ranch supply store, and he said it is just a glyphosate.
Okay.
41%.
All right. Well, it's not going to do that then. The other thing that has happened this year, unlike most years, it happened about 6 or 8 years ago, where we had severe damage to crepe myrtles. The variety Tuscarora was especially badly hit, where the plants just look really... And I would say that they look kind of fringy. The leaves are okay, but they're very sparse. You look at the plant, and it's just there are clumps of leaves here and there all around.
Yes.
And we have several plantings of several hundred Tuscaroras in a whole grouping, and some of the plants look fine. Most of them have some damage. Now, it's in McKinney. It's a lot warmer than Centerville. But that's the only other thing. If you can post me a photo, I will do anything I can to help you. I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to have Robert put you on hold, and off air, I'd like to give you another option on a way to get a hold of him because you waited so long and because I'm not comfortable with the answer that I'm giving you yet. So you don't hang up when we're through, and Robert, don't hang up on her, please. And let me get a break out of the way. I'm going to come back and go to Mary Kay and Keller. But during this break, I'll give Robert the information and he can relay it to you.
Thank you.
I'll try my best to help you, Lisa. Thank you.
I do want
to help. Yeah, you bet. All right, let me tell you right now about Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the fact that you can call my office right now. If you want to get this very low price on the book and my magazine, that is the offer that will be going away very, very soon. We honor this for new and renewing subscribers of the magazine. If you're already a subscriber, you can extend by a year. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is my brand new book that has been published about 3 months now. We have sold many, many thousands, and I always make the offer that that I will refund every penny if somebody's not happy, and I've not had to do that at all. But I continue that offer and always will continue that offer. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening is not a revision of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening book that was done 23 years ago. This is totally different, and it's a lot more modern, I might add. There are products mentioned in the old book that have been off the market for a good while. So I hope that you will take advantage. This is 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, tons of narrative. I started it a year ago this week, and it consumed my entire year. And I've loved this book. I think you will, too. Satisfaction completely guaranteed. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening with a chapter on basics, a chapter on a calendar of when to do things, and then chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. The price is only $32.95 on sale for $28.95, and the book that normally, the magazine that normally would be $23.95 for a one-year subscription is only $14. If you buy it with the book, you save almost $10. So the two things together, instead of being $56.90, are only $42.95 plus tax and postage, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. These are not in stores. They are not on Amazon. You have to call my office at 1-800-752-GROW before 10:30 today, or you have to go to my website, which is neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
Our soils are responsible for more foundation damage than any other single factor. Sooner or later, we all encounter little cracks in the walls and sticking doors. That's when we call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their ProLift repair system can repair almost any foundation, and the ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees the repair owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Legacy Bank of Texas is sponsoring one of our sponsors of our Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney Fun Run 5K and 10K to be held as our major fundraiser for the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney on Saturday morning, September 27. More information on that later, but they are one of our sponsors, Legacy Bank. They also are our bank. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I just did. They opened their doors in 1963, Legacy Texas Bank. That's more than 50 years ago. It's the reason this family-owned local bank supports North Texas organizations and events like the Crepe Myrtle Trail Fun Run in McKinney. Does this sort of community commitment really matter? You know, I think you know it does. If you're dealing with somebody who cares about your community, isn't that a lot better than some big national bank that takes your money and puts it somewhere way out there? If this sounds like the type of bank you're looking for, experience the Legacy difference, Legacy Texas, at any of their 20 locations throughout Collin, Dallas, Tarrant, and Parker counties. Love the bankers that we've had through the years at Legacy Bank of Texas, Legacy Texas Bank. I've got to get that right. They've changed the phraseology there. We've been customers a long time, and those old habits are hard to break. LegacyTexasBank.com and 20 different locations. You can find the one closest to you. Please follow our lead. Go to LegacyTexasBank.com.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control, from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey! For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's B-I-Z-Z-Y-B-E-E-S.
Garden and koi ponds are focal points of the best landscapes. Water lilies and lotus are blooming and new fish have arrived. Dixon Brothers invites you out to get some beautiful aquatic plants for your pond. Water features are so relaxing and enjoyable. Dixon Brothers works with water. They have amazing displays of fountains, disappearing water features, ponds, and water gardens to inspire you. Visit Dixon Brothers to see both indoor and outdoor displays. Ask the fine people at Dixon Brothers how you can make a water feature at your home. Then you just sit back and enjoy the soothing sound of a waterfall or relax and watch the light sparkle off the water of a decorative urn. It sounds delightful, doesn't it? And you and Dixon Brothers can make that happen. I did. You can. Happiness lives at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, koi ponds, and water wells. Visit Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. They're just one block north of historic downtown Mesquite, 204 North Galloway, 20,000 square feet of merchandise, plants, and products. And fish. I need to say and fish. You can call them at 972-288-7537 for more information or to schedule service at your home. They do that as well. 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers. D-I-C-K-S-O-N. My announcer, Mary Traveland, is one of the owners of Dixon Brothers with her husband. So there you go. Let's go to Mary Kay in Keller, who has waited like a trooper. Thank you. I'm not sure I'm worth that, but I'm glad you waited. How can I help you?
Hi, Neil. You're worth it.
Thank you.
I have prebertals, I have three of them, that I've had for probably 7 years. And the first 5 years, they bloomed beautiful. The last 2 years, I have gotten hardly any blooms. I treated them for aphids at the beginning of spring, and the aphids are gone. They're in full sun. I get the leaves. The blooms are there in the little pods, but they don't bloom.
All right. So you do get the flower buds, but then they don't bloom.
Yeah. There's a lot of them on there, but they just don't bloom.
All right. Let me do one thing and get this one out of the way first, because there are people who don't even get the flower buds. Are you pruning these in the winter?
I prune, yes.
Are you topping?
But I don't cut them all the way down. I just do the branches, you know, that are the ones that stick out. You know, the ones that are that need to be trimmed up.
All right. If you're just removing lower branches to turn a crepe myrtle into a tree-form crepe myrtle when it, by genetics, would be a shrub, I don't have any problem with that. But if you're cutting branches back, that's going to delay the flowering very greatly. And a lot of times when people say my crepe myrtle isn't flowering, it's because they have topped their crepe myrtles, and that slows them down by 2 months in their blooming.
And, yeah, we don't top.
Okay, that's fine. I hear your coach. So I'm fine with that. That works out fine. Now, I'm going to sound like I'm insulting your intelligence, but I have had this experience several times where friends have called me and they say, Neil, my crepe myrtle isn't blooming. All I get is buds and they never open. And then I go to their house for one reason or another, sometimes just because they're dear friends. And I said, well, let me come by and look. And every one of them, 100% of those, when they say the buds just never open, when I get there, it's the fruit, it's the seeds. Those buds opened, the plants flowered. Those folks, in many cases, I'm talking about my friends, were out of town for 5 or 10 days, and they didn't realize that the crepe myrtles started and finished while they were gone. The way to tell is to take a single-edge razor blade and cut right through one of them, and if you see a fruit, a seed capsule, you'll know that I'm right. If you see a bud, it's going to bloom. They don't fail to bloom.
Okay. Now, I just wondered if the weather we've had too has had an effect on them.
I don't want to give anything else credit. If these are seed capsules, seed fruit, then they did bloom, and so weather had no impact on that. One thing that we did see a little bit more this year than we normally do was powdery mildew. But most of the newer crepe myrtle plantings, you know, the caller before you had crepe myrtles for 40 years. Well, those were not the hybrid crepe myrtles, but new plantings that are 5 or 6 years old traditionally are mildew-resistant varieties. And so odds are that the powdery mildew did not get on the buds. But if you have powdery mildew on crepe myrtles, it will ruin that first round of bloom. And we did see a good bit of that this spring. So that's the one asterisk I'll put in my comment. If you had powdery mildew, that might have caused them not to open properly. But if you have something sitting there, they either will bloom again or already have bloomed. And hopefully, I mean, we're at late July. You have time for them to bloom later this summer. They'll bloom again.
Okay. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I would love to know.
I
would love to know if you'll cut through one of those. If you're on Facebook, on my Facebook page, post on there, yes, I cut through, and here is what I found. Because
I'm looking for a seed, right?
You'll look for several seeds. There'll be little primordial seeds. You know, at the end of the year, that those dried fruit are sitting there, and they rupture open in whatever it is, three or four sutures, probably four or five. And that's where the little disc-like seeds are, and that's what you're looking for in the immature form.
Okay, well, I will do that.
All right. Thanks for the call very, very much. I appreciate it. All right.
Thank you so much,
you bet.
Neil.
Folks, these are laborious answers because the questions are really unusual, and so just bear with me. I people wait, and I don't want to. Anyway, that's where we are. Let me tell you about Dallas Plumbing right now. Dallas Plumbing Company has provided plumbing services to Dallas area homes and businesses since 1903, celebrating 111 years serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Dallas Plumbing has earned multiple awards. They have won the Consumer Choice Award. They've won Best Plumber in D Magazine, and they have won the Niels Award of I Love These People. I'm glad they're there because we use their services at our home. Their plumbing, their heating and air conditioning service as well. They're just the best. It's a nice, nice family. The Downs family has owned Dallas Plumbing since they founded in 1903, fourth generation in the business. You know, I've been doing ads for a while. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a fifth generation that eventually will be working into the business. And that'd be fun when that happens. So anyway, it is a Dallas Plumbing Company. They have a kitchen and bath faucet and fixture showroom that's open Monday through Saturday mornings and all day the other days, closed on Sundays at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas, about a half mile north of LBJ. Right now, Dallas Plumbing offers a twice-a-year cooling and heating maintenance plan. It's about $12 a month, and it is a real bargain. We have this. Keep your system running efficiently and problem-free with a Dallas Plumbing Company air conditioning and heating Silver Star service plan. Just $145 a year for one unit, $95 per year for each additional unit in your home or business. Call Dallas Plumbing at 214-340-6300 for more information. If you need to schedule some kind of emergency service, you can call right now. You can call certainly during the week as well. 214-340-6300, or you can go to the website dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has, as you know, been enduring a terrible drought. To help your plants and your garden stand up to the heat and drought, Scotts has a plan to help keep your plants healthy and strong. First, there's preparation. It's important that you start with Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled garden soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. And then third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. Now, you're going to find all the Scotts products at your local Lowe's store. That's Scotts Miracle-Gro. And again, let's go through those three things. It's Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil. Then you want to fertilize with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. And third and finally, put down Scotts Naturescapes mulch. You can get all the information at Scotts.com. S-C-O-T-T-S. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Once again, Sam Putney.
Thank you, Neil. It is now 9:34, and from the WBAP 24/7 news desk, I am Sam Putney. 2 months after the opening of the Chisholm Trail Parkway, one city is bracing for a population explosion. We have the story for you after your first traffic and weather on the ones. The ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watch. Police still working the accident westbound 183 at Carl Road that has all the main lanes shut down. But this other wreck, northbound 35E at Highway 121, has now been cleared. The WBAP 24/7 forecast, sunny and hot today with a high of 102, low tonight 79, partly sunny tomorrow, slight chance of rain, high 95, low 74, partly sunny Tuesday again with a chance of rain and high of 91. Right now it is 85 degrees. An aid organization says that an American doctor working with Ebola patients in Liberia has tested positive for the deadly virus himself. North Carolina-based Samaritan's Purse says Dr. Kent Brantley tested positive for the disease and is being treated at a hospital in Monrovia, Liberia. Brantley had been serving as medical director for the aid organization's case management center in the city, and he's originally from Fort Worth. And at the south end of the Chisholm Trail Parkway, the city of Cleburne expects to grow, but it hopes to grow responsibly.
Cleburne has developed a master plan that includes the development of a riverwalk along Buffalo Creek and the restoration of historic buildings.
We've used a mixed-use development strategy to where neighbors will still get to know neighbors.
Mayor Scott Kane says he wants to maintain a small-town feel.
Once it's lost, it can almost never be regained, and that's one of the things that most cities in North Texas have missed the opportunity.
He says the city could swell from 30,000 people today to more than 100,000 in the future. In Cleburne, Alan Skaya, 24/7 News.
Again, the high today, 102. Right now, 85 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Sam Putney. Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
I'm Amanda Griffin with your Water Saving Minute from the Dallas Irrigation Association. North Texas cities have been requested to enforce restricted watering schedules for its citizens. Do some things right now to help your sprinkler system in these difficult watering times. First, check your irrigation system for anything broken, clogged, or leaking. Fix it yourself or contact a licensed irrigator to make these repairs for you. Second, renovate your sprinkler system to make it more efficient. Separate landscape types on individual sprinkler zones and move or add heads to improve coverage. Water-efficient technology is sometimes exempted from watering restrictions. Check your city's website to see what applies to you. Lastly, don't waste water on your water day. Set up multiple start times to match your water application rate to our local soil intake rates. Watering multiple times for fewer minutes at a time means more usable water to the soil. For more information, visit the Dallas Irrigation Association, dallasia.org.
All right, thank you, Amanda, very, very much. Let me tell you about Wortham Brothers Roofing now. And once again, I think we can welcome them 2 weeks in a row. I think they'll be all right with that. I think I'm all right with that. I'm very grateful to have one of the leading roofing industry companies as an advertiser here, a sponsor. Very, very pleased to have them. They were established in 1986 to provide the highest quality workmanship materials and service. That is 27 years in business, more than 60,000 roofs. Yes, that I asked them that when I was visiting with them several weeks ago. Through education, certification programs, and strong quality control programs, they meet their goal with every homeowner. It's backed with a 10-year labor warranty. Texas is certainly no stranger to severe storms causing heavy damage to thousands of our roofs. These storms can pop up quickly with wind and hail that can and will damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788 to schedule your free roof inspection, or you can visit WB Roofing. That's Wortham Brothers, remember, WBRoofing.com. Many insurance companies have time limits on filing a claim for storm damage, so call Wortham Brothers at 972-562-5788 or go to WBRoofing.com for a complete listing of roofing services. Have your roof inspected first before your claim expires, second before you list your home, or third before you change insurance carriers. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788 or visit them at WBRoofing.com. A good roof is not a matter of chance, but a matter of choice. Choose Wortham Brothers.
Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program.
eGardens goes out this week, so you want to get signed up right now. Indeed. Norris in Corsicana, you have finally made it to the air. You've waited a career, and here you are. How are you?
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question on morning glories. We planted some a couple of years ago. You water them all summer, and they don't bloom until September. And that's what I've been told by a couple of people. And
that's
I was
right.
wondering about that.
Yeah, that's exactly true. They are day-length measurers or photoperiodic. It's kind of like mums, kind of like fall asters. Chrysanthemums, kind of like poinsettias are. These plants all measure the length of the dark period to determine when it's time to come into flower.
They're real pretty.
That's a normal thing. They are lovely plants, but they're just plants until they start to bloom. But the good news is Norisei will bloom for 2 or 3 months in the fall. They don't just do it once and finish like perennial vines do. So you do have that to look forward to.
Yes, the frost will get them.
It sure does.
I just wanted to ask an expert because I've asked around and I just said that's kind of crazy.
It's the way they operate. It's exactly right. You're doing the right thing. Just the one thing I would suggest is stay away from them in September with nitrogen fertilizer because that will keep them growing and not blooming. So just don't get up close to them with lawn food.
It's okay to do it now, though.
If your lawn needs to be fertilized, you can. If the lawn goes right up to the morning glories, I probably would still stay 2 or 3 feet away.
Okay, sir.
Appreciate your call.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Let's go to Ann in Allen. Ann, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad I'm able to talk to you this morning.
I am too. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. This is my first year doing tomato plants, and I have two next to each other. One is Celebrity, and one are the Bonnie grapes. And the Bonnie grapes, I have produced a handful of little tomatoes, but the Celebrity, I'm not even getting any flowers on it. It's real nice and full and, you know, lots of greenery on it, but no tomatoes.
Right.
Any suggestions or ideas what might be the problem?
Yeah, when did you plant the tomatoes?
The week before Easter.
Yeah. Help me. When was that? Easter varies.
Let's see. I think it was late April.
Okay, that's way too late. So, this was the latest Easter could be, wasn't it? One of the latest dates possible, yeah. You really, this has not been an easy year for tomatoes. A lot of people have had trouble because we kept getting frosts and freezes. I live in Collin County, and I'm familiar with what you were encountering as well. And so normally I would say you need to have tomatoes planted by the 5th or 10th of April.
Okay.
And so that's a big problem. What happens to tomato plants in midsummer here? Tomatoes are plants that if they could choose where they would live, it would be in a place where they would have about 5 or 6 months of growing season and daytime temperatures would never get above 88 or 90 degrees.
We're not the right area, are we?
No, the Midwest is, and that's why tomatoes are such big crops in the Midwest. That's why you don't see a lot of commercial tomato production for canning and making into sauces and ketchup and things in Texas. Certainly not during the warm season. You'll get a lot in the valley, but they're in the winter and I don't work in that field, so I don't really know exactly where they go, but I'm sure they're shipped to groceries. Okay, back to focus. What happens when you plant a tomato a little late is it gets into the summer and it just can't cope with the heat. So the plant doesn't grow normally. The leaves become cupped. It grows, but it quits trying to be reproductive. It doesn't bloom well, or if it does bloom, the flowers don't set fruit because it's above 90 degrees. You get Celebrity is a very good variety, but by the time you get into the mid-90s, it's not going to set fruit for you. The smaller grape and cherry tomatoes will set pretty much all summer long, but then we have spider mites and early blight problems that get to them in June, and so that adds to their angst. So you have all that stuff working against you. The best thing to do is to plant your spring crop the first week or 10 days of April. And then when the end of June, the last week of June, early July come, that's the time to plant your fall crop and get them in the ground and growing. One of the best growers in Texas lives and works within 5 miles of Allen, and he sells to sources in Collin County. So you can get those transplants in late June, early July. They are available. People just constantly say, I can't find tomatoes. Well, that man sells to a lot of nurseries, and a lot of them are in Collin County. Okay, so the varieties that you want to use both times, both for spring and fall plantings, would be Celebrity, any of the cherries or the grape types, yellow pear, stepping up in size, Roma, Porter, Super Fantastic, Early Girl, and the one that everybody is marveling at this year is Tycoon. Tycoon okay. is the one that's been very highly supported by Texas A&M in terms of endorsement, not endorsement, but just recommendations. So that's everything I have to give you on tomatoes.
Okay, so I'm kind of out of luck for the spring tomatoes on the celebrity, and I've got to figure out who this it's not a nursery that you're referring to. It's a grower, I guess.
You're not going to find him because he's a wholesale grower. He just delivers to the retail nurseries.
Okay,
some of the places that have his transplants at the appropriate time, and I don't know everywhere he sells, but I know he sells to North Haven Gardens. I'm pretty sure he sells to Shades of Green. He sells to Collin County Farm Supply in downtown McKinney. He's a very close friend of mine, and I know what he's doing. We just converse weekly almost.
So if I go ahead and get those, I can get them in the ground now.
Early July.
Early July.
July, yeah.
I guess I missed the fall then, too.
You have, yeah. They're out already.
All right. Well, I guess we'll try again next spring.
That's what we always say.
You think the ground
like or the
pots are better?
Well, it's always better in the ground if you have really good soil and a perfect setting for them. I have been successful with both. That doesn't matter, but you need a 10-gallon pot. You need a great big pot. You don't want to do it in a 5-gallon pot.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much for the call.
You bet. Thank you. All right. Ed and Flower Mound, you're going to be our next call up, so bear with me. I'll take my last break for the program today, and then we'll get to Ed. And, frankly, I think probably I'll have time for one more call. I have not given the number this hour because I was having a hard time getting caught up, but I could probably use one more call if you'd like to call right now. That number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Ed and Flower Mound coming up next. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I did some legal checking before I started my book. We didn't have a title for it a year ago at this time when I began. I knew that I wanted to work with Carolyn Sky for my editor because she's the editor of my magazine, and the word fabulous just comes to mind. Cindy Smith had done my calendars for the last 8 or 10 years, and her graphic design ability just incredible and so nice to work with. And that was my team. We met at Market Street in McKinney upstairs, and we planned the book. And that's why I held my book signing at Market Street upstairs at the table where we began this book a year ago this week. But I didn't have a title, and we worked on the title. We thought about it for a while. I did some legal checking, and I could have used the old title, Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, but I immediately said, "Now I don't even want to do that because this book is not going to be the same book at all." I didn't even open that book more than 2 or 3 times as I was writing this book, and I wrote 14 hours a day, 7 days a week for 9 months. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening covers the same topic. I mean, I'm covering trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf grass, fruit and vegetables. So that part is the same. But let me tell you, there are 10 million new varieties of crepe myrtles and of pomegranates and of pecans and of grapes and blackberries. Oh, my goodness. All of that, and then all of the techniques we've used, the products are different now. Think about all the different abelias that are out there and nandinas that weren't there 23 years ago. That's when the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening was done. Okay, so that's the book. Book is $28.95. It will normally be $32.95, but for a limited time, it's $28.95. And for an extremely, ultimately, critically short limited time, if you buy my magazine subscription, new or renewal, at the same time that you are buying the book, you can get the magazine at $14. It's normally $23.95. You're saving almost $10. Book alone, $28.95. Book and magazine, $42.95 plus tax and postage. These are not in stores. These are not on Amazon. They are available only through my magazine office. 1-800-752-GROW. That office will be open until 10:30. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Or you can order anytime today at neilsperry.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality.
With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, this is Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High. Serenity High is open to students from McKinney, Collin County, and the Dallas Metroplex who have successfully completed a drug and alcohol rehabilitation program. It's really difficult after a student leaves treatment to return to a home high school. A student is very fragile and needs some additional support. Our school is self-paced, and that additional support academically as well as support in sobriety is very crucial to a student early in sobriety. Self-paced instruction allows a student to complete coursework and not only complete coursework on time, but oftentimes graduate early. We really feel that students and staff relate to one another as family. We're small enough so that we know students' needs and help relate on a personal level. Parents call us directly. I certainly feel that it's okay for a student to call. Anybody that really wants help, just give us a call and we'll try to work with you however we can. 469-742-7830. Without a doubt, this is the most rewarding assignment I've ever had. It's fun. I enjoy coming to school. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
All right. Thank you, Julie, very, very much. She is just the best, the only principal that wonderful school has ever had. And if you have a youngster who's in rehab and you're scared of the new school you're starting up, you might look into Serenity High in McKinney. It is one of a kind in the country. You might be thinking of replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-style shutters. And if you are, as we were 5 or 6 years ago, I encourage you to do what we did 5 or 6 years ago, and that is to call Sunburst Shutters. Now, I actually backed into this one in a different way in that they were interested in advertising, and my sales rep and I went down to call on them at their factory, and it is not a factory of 400,000 square feet. It is a factory that is incredibly efficient and wonderfully maintained, and everybody is smiling and talking to each other, and it really is a great environment. Bruce Jones was the owner-founder, and since his son has taken the reins there, and Collins has maintained that wonderful relationship. Now, that's enough on the company. Let me tell you about the plantation-style shutters. Sunburst Shutters uses poly wood. It's a proprietary material that they have, and these are 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louvers. It's a man-made material that won't crack or warp or split or peel. It's fabulous, white or off-white. We have them in our home. We had them put them in my magazine office earlier this year, and Bruce stopped by to visit. My sales rep, Paula Galdo, met him, and he has been out of state a good bit over the last couple of years with his church, and Paula called. She was so excited. How nice can that man be? I said, well, apple didn't fall far from the tree. This is Sunburst Shutters, also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, Waco. They'll come to your home, measure the windows. Every shutter is custom made for its window. SunburstShutters.com, SunburstShutters.com, 214-343-2601, 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com. Ed in Flower Mound is our next call up, probably our last call for this day. Ed, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning. You may be able to get another one. This is real short. I live in Flower Mound. I've got that red sandy soil. I just wondered if this black diamond variety of crepe myrtle is good for our area.
Have you already bought it?
I have.
All right. Well, I think it'll do very well. I think crepe myrtles in general will do very well. We don't know a lot about the black diamonds. They were introduced about 22 months ago, but they were never grown anywhere to let them gain any kind of size and maturity. I know that they had some freeze damage on them in Arkansas this past winter, but Arkansas is a bit colder than we are, so I don't know. I don't know that that's a great concern. It is from a USDA research hybridizer, so you know that part is good. They're certainly showy. So I would say give it a try. It's going to need full sun. We don't know about their powdery mildew resistance, and we don't know for sure about their winter hardiness. So those are the two unknowns, but they do look really good. The sandy soil is absolutely no problem. Most of us are laughing that you would bother to ask because we are so jealous. We're so jealous of the sandy soil. I've known Flower Mound since it was just a mound and a few flowers and a few people, and it has been wonderful to watch what you all have done with your city. It's a beautiful town.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, good luck with it. Report back. Let us know how you like it.
Okay.
All right. Folks, as we finish up July and head on into August, this is a very critical time for planting selected fall vegetable crops. Beans, corn, if you're going to try a fall corn crop, but beans, cucumbers, squash, those are prime things that you would plant right now. Too late to plant tomatoes, too late to plant pumpkins, and probably too late to plant peppers, but you could try on those at least. And then coming up about the middle of August would be broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts. And about a month from now, you'd be planting the leafy and root crops into your fall vegetable garden. I'm going to be planting at our home some beans with our grandson Joseph sometime this week because it's prime time to do that. And Joseph and I have not had a lot of gardening time together while I was writing the book, and I just think that would be good. I have the seeds bought, and we'll get that done. Join me on Facebook at Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. My magazine office number, if you'd like to call now before they close down at 10:30 to take advantage of the offer on my brand new book, 800-752-4769. And do sign up at neilsperry.com for eGardens, which will come out this Thursday. Robert Borowski, great job on the boards and on the phones. I appreciate you. And to all of you who have listened, thank you so much. Until next week, happy gardening.